Judy Smith, J-U-D-Y-S-M-I-T-H. 10-26-48. This is a 75-year-old woman who suffers from hypertension, diabetes, recent history of stroke, CHF, coronary artery disease, weight loss, anxiety, depression, sleep disturbance, constipation, neuropathy, renal insufficiency. Patient was recently hospitalized, as I mentioned, with a stroke last month. Also had a bout of congestive heart failure because of her uncontrolled hypertension, period. In a paragraph, patient has been found to be quite weak, has had a couple of falls at home. She says she's too weak to go back to doctor's office and would like to be taken care of at home. Allergy, none. Surgery, she's had hysterectomy, appendectomy, and some kind of tissue removal from her lymph node after she had breast cancer, but no mastectomy. On the past medical, also put history of breast cancer. COVID immunizations up to date, family history, mom died of heart disease, dad died of old age. Patient's medication includes olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 40/12.5 once a day, Miralax, one packet a day, Isradiol, 30 milligram, ER, one a day, Lasix, 80 milligram a day, Letrozine, L-E-T-R-A-Z-I-N-E, 2.5 milligram a day. Thank you. Thank you. Hydralazine, 100 milligram twice a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Fosamax, 70 milligram a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day, Clonidine, 0.1 milligram TID, Durantin, 300 milligram BID. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she used to work with computers. She's been pregnant one time. She's been with the same man for 58 years, but they're not married. They have one daughter who she currently lives with named Jackie, and Jackie is her caregiver. Review of system, weakness, tiredness, difficulty with movement, right-sided weakness, shortness of breath when she lays down, difficulty with sleep, depression, anxiety. All the symptoms are new after she had her hospitalization for a stroke. Bowel and bladder incontinence. Blood pressure is 190 over 88. Pulse is 81. Respiration is 18. Oxygen 96%. Heart positive, pulse positive is 2. Lungs feel ronchi. Abdomen soft. Legs shows positive fetal edema. Skin shows no rash. Right-sided weakness mild. Neurological. And skin turgor is diminished. Assessment, 75-year-old woman with history of stroke. Recent hospitalization with right-sided weakness associated with malignant hypertension, congestive heart failure. Patient showed suicide is stable at this time. Patient is on numerous medications for blood pressure. At times she gets confused and doesn't take her medications. And that's when she's had issues with congestive heart failure, period. In the paragraph, she also has a history of breast cancer that she did not have mastectomy for. She had chemotherapy and radiation, and she's on letrozine at this time, period. Weight loss, next time is anxiety, next time is depression, next time is sleep changes, next time is neuropathy, next time is diabetes, next time is blood sugar stable. Now that she's she has renal insufficiency. She's not taking any medication. Next time is coronary artery disease on Plavix. Next time is history of angina. Next time is malignant hypertension. Patient is delayed on her Clonidine. I told her that Clonidine has a rebound effect and for her not to ever miss or be late on her medication. Next time is status post-hospitalization with stroke and recent physical therapy. Next time is fall issues is a huge problem. Next time is depression related to her recent stroke. Next time is weakness. Next time is that she's having a hard time ambulating. She uses a cane and a walker at this time to get around. Thank you.